June 6, 1900, Lisa, crucified, spares Corrado some chastisements. Since my adorable Jesus continued not to let himself be seen with clarity, this morning, after I received communion, the confessor placed the intention of the crucifixion. While I was amid those sufferings, almost drawn by my pains, blessed Jesus showed himself with clarity. O God! Who can say the pains that Jesus was suffering and the violent state he was in, that while he was forced to send chastisements, he did such violence to himself, for he did not want to send them. It aroused such compassion to see him in this state, that if men could see him, even if their hearts were hard as diamonds, they would break with tenderness like fragile glass. So I began to pray him to placate himself and to be content with making me suffer, sparing the people. Then I added, Lord, if you do not want to listen to my prayers, I know I deserve that. If you do not want to have compassion for the peoples, you are right, because great are our iniquities. But I ask you, for pity's sake, to have compassion for yourself. Have pity on the violence you do to yourself in punishing your images. Ah, yes. I ask you, for love of yourself, not to send chastisements to the point of taking bread away from your children and letting them perish. Ah, no. It is not in the nature of your heart to operate in this way. And this is the reason for the violence you feel, which would give you death if it had the power to. And he, all afflicted, told me, My daughter, it is justice that makes violence on me, and the love I have for men uses even greater violence on me, such as to put my heart into anguishes of death in punishing the creatures. And I, therefore, Lord, unload justice upon me, and your love will no longer feel violence from justice, and will not be in this contrast of chastising the people, who, truly, how will they go on if you act as you let me understand, withering all that serves as nourishment of man? Oh please! I beg you, let me suffer and spare them, if not completely, at least in part. And Jesus, as though seeing himself forced by my prayers, drew near my mouth and poured a little bit of bitterness from his, dense and disgusting, such that, as soon as I swallowed it, it caused me such and so many kinds of pains that I felt I was dying. Then blessed Jesus, sustaining me in those pains otherwise I would have been dead, yet, he had poured nothing but a little bit. What must it be for his adorable heart that contained so much of it? He did sigh as if he had relieved himself of a weight, and told me, My daughter, my justice had decided to destroy everything, but now, unloading itself a little bit over you, for love of you, concedes on third of what serves as nourishment of man. And I, ah, Lord, it is too little, at least half. And he, no, my daughter, content yourself. And I, no, Lord, if you do not want to content me for everyone, at least content me for Corrado and for those who belong to me. And Jesus, today there is hail ready, which must cause great damage. You, remain with the pains of the cross. Go out of yourself and in the form of the crucified go through the air and put to flight the demons from above Corrado, since they will not be able to resist the crucified image, and will go somewhere else. So I went out of myself, crucified, and I saw hail and lightnings which were about to break out over Corrado. Who can say the fright of the demons? How they took to their heels at the sight of my crucified form. How they bit their fingers out of rage, and reached the point of getting angry with the confessor, who this morning had given me the obedience of suffering the crucifixion. In fact, they could not get angry with me. On the contrary, they were forced to flee from me because of the sign of redemption which they saw. Then, after putting them to flight, I went back into myself, finding myself with a good dose of sufferings. May everything be for the glory of God.